I'm not saying that I love you. I'm not saying that I'll care if you love me. I'm not saying that I'll care. I'm not saying I'll be there when you want me. I can't give my heart to you or tell you that I'll sing your name up to the sky. I can't lay the promise down that I'll always be around when you need me. Now I may not be alone each time you see me along the street or in a small cafe, but still I won't deny you or mistreat you. Baby, if you let me have my way, I'm not saying I'll be sorry for all the things that I might say that make you cry. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try. Now I may not be alone each time you see me, or show up when I promised that I would. Still I won't deny you or mistreat you. Baby, if you love me like you should, I'm not saying I'll be sorry for all the things that I might say that make you cry. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try. Ribbon of darkness over me, since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before, ribbon of darkness over me, clouds are gathering over my head that chill the day and hide the sun, the shroud of night when day is done. Ribbon of darkness over me, rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow. My love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young as spring, where flowers did bloom and birds did sing. Ribbon of darkness over me, here in this cold room lying. Don't want to see no one but you. Lord, I wish you could be dying to forget you. Oh, how I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Well, come on home and take away this ribbon of darkness over me. Come on home and take away this ribbon of darkness. Find you've been creeping round. see her looking fast in her faded jeans. She's a hard loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take it if I find you been creeping round my back.
Great weather for tonight. That's a nice thing, especially when you're used to coming out here and having perfect setting like this. To have the weather nice is a great bonus. But I had one in my hip pocket just in case. So let's get this one out of the way to kind of ward off any semblance of bad weather at all. We don't want to hear about it tonight, do we? All right? Thank you.
Rainy day people always seem to know when it's time to call. Rainy day people don't talk, they just listen till they've heard it all. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down like you. Rainy day people don't mind if you're crying a tear or two. If you get lonely, all you really need is that rainy day love. Rainy day people all know there's no sorrow they can't rise above. Rainy day lovers don't love any others, that would not be kind. Rainy day people all know how it hangs on your peace of mind. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down there too. Rainy day people don't mind if you're crying a tear or two. Rainy day people always seem to know when you're feeling blue. High-stepping strutters who land in the gutter sometimes need one too. Take it or leave it, or try to believe it if you've been down too long. Rainy day lovers don't hide love in sight, they just pass it on. Rainy day lovers don't hide love in sight, they just pass it on.
Thank you very much. Well, we've got one that we saved. And it's not for you guys. This isn't a song for you guys. It's a song for all the pretty girls that are here tonight. Okay? I know I've got a pretty cousin out there somewhere. I'll sing this especially for her, all right? One, two, three. I just don't know how you could be anything but beautiful. I think that I was made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change, 'cause we've been friends through rain or shine for such a long, long time. Laughing eyes and smiling face, it seems so lucky just to have the right of telling you with all my might, you're beautiful tonight. And I know that you will never stray, 'cause you've been that way from day to day for such a long, long time. And when you hold me tight, how could life be anything but beautiful? I think that I made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change, 'cause we've been friends through rain or shine for such a long, long time. Thank you very much. We do appreciate it so much. I always notice sometimes during that song that sometimes there's a little hand-holding that goes on out there. A little arm around the shoulder stuff, you know. That's okay. That's all right. Don't be bashful. You know? And those of you guys that were falling asleep, be assured there was some hand-holding going on out there. You better wake up for that. You may not know that your state, Ohio, has a terrific connection to the Edmund Fitzgerald. I live in Michigan, and I'm about 76 miles from the site of the Edmund Fitzgerald, where it's resting today, in 530 feet of water at the bottom of Lake Superior. As I understand it, the temperature never varies much there, whether it's winter or summer. It's usually 35 or 36 degrees. And you know that 29 men died on the Edmund Fitzgerald, and they're all still entombed in the wreck. None of the bodies have ever been recovered. The Ohio connection, there were several crewmen from Ohio, the most notable being the captain, Ernest McSorley, who was from Toledo. And the Fitzgerald used to make the trip so many times from Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota, down across Lake Superior, through the Sioux Locks, down Lake Huron, to Toledo. So many times that they used to nickname the ship the Toledo Express, because it would make that trip quite often. In fact, its last journey was headed on that route, but its very first stop was going to be Zug Island, just south of Detroit. And it's a place where you can dump off large loads of iron ore. It can be picked up by trains, moved from there. After Zug Island, they were going to Toledo. And then the third stop they were going to make was Cleveland. If you're familiar with the song, you know that Cleveland rhymed the best. So Cleveland got in the song. But it wouldn't have been very romantic, would it? It wouldn't have had the same appeal if he had said, you know, when they left fully loaded for Zug Island. That wouldn't have worked, you know. There's also another connection, and that is that the man that was responsible for the hatch covers of the Fitzgerald was from North Olmsted, Ohio, and his name was Bruce Hudson. And Bruce's mother, Ruth, took a very active role in trying to get the bell of the Edmund Fitzgerald recovered. And she succeeded. She got the governments of Ontario and Michigan to cooperate. The ship actually lies in Canadian waters, just across the borderline in Lake Superior. And she got them to cooperate, and the Sioux tribe of Chippewa Indians financed a project to have a deep dive that would send one diver down in a hardcore thing called a nude suit. He looked kind of like the Michelin Man. You know, it was a very heavy duty thing. He risked his life to do it. But he had to use a torch to cut away the tripod that held the bell from the roof of the pilot house. And the family members were there and saw the bell come up. And the day that it happened was the 4th of July, 1996. And the morning dawned kind of gray and overcast, a little bit of mist in the air. And then the clouds finally settled down, and the fog was gone. And Pretty soon they heard on the radio that the bell had been cut loose. The tripod had been cut loose, and the bell was on its way up. Well, many family members were there. You know, they've had no place to grieve. They wanted the bell to be brought onto shore so that they would have a place to go and grieve their family members. Just as the diver broke the surface of the water, all the family members rushed to the rails of the boats they were on to watch. And over the radio, the walkie-talkie, they could hear the diver saying, "Bring it up, bring up that bell, bring it up." Now it was at the surface, and just as the bell's tripod broke the surface and brought the bell through the waves, through the water, the sun came out. And the family members were just rejoicing because it was like such a wonderful moment for them to see this bell from the ship where their loved ones were facing eternity. And you know, as the bell was lifted above the water, the crane that was picking it up, lifting the line up, and the sling that was holding the tripod shifted, and the bell rang. It was a voice from the deep. The family members were convinced. I'm very honored and humbled that I've been asked for the last decade or so to play this song at Whitefish Point at the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum every year on the anniversary, November the 10th, when they have a bell ringing ceremony and the family members are there and they ring the bell for their lost loved one. A lot of times they touch it after they ring it, or they'll put a kiss on it. The museum is packed full of people. 2 years ago on the 40th anniversary, they televised the whole thing live. And every year they have a second building that's full of people, and they use closed circuit TV to those people that didn't get into the museum. I mean, it's a big, big crowd. And you know that line in the song that says, "And all that remains are the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters." Well, the people are very close to where I'm standing, and they're right here. And those first two rows are the wives and the sons and the daughters. And it's a tough thing because I can't look at them. The tissues are out. I can hear them sometimes. I have to look beyond them. But they're such gracious people, and they really appreciate me pinch hitting, which is all I'm doing. I didn't write the song, but I'm pinch hitting. And I play that for them every year, and I'll be there again this year. So here's the song that is called The Anthem of the Great Lakes. We play about 60 shows a year. We're in theaters around the Midwest, and I have the full band complement that plays with me in the theaters with the drums and the keyboards and the bass guitar and the lead guitar, and we have everything that Gord has on stage with the same instruments. Tonight is one of those occasions where it's just you and me. It's a very intimate setting. Got the cicadas and we've got the train in the distance, but we're going to play it anyway. Here's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. A lake it is said never gives up or did when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and crew was a bore to be true when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned, including some terms with a couple of steel firms. They left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind in the wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. Every man captain into. Was the witch of November come, Stephen? Dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait. When the gales of November came slashing, when afternoon came it was freezing rain. In the face of a hurricane west wind, when supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. it grew dark. It was then he said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains are the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go as the mariners all know what the gales of November remember. They pray in the maritime sailor's cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead. When the gales of November come early,
when you get to play for an hour, just an hour, it's tough sometimes to pick the right songs because there's so many good ones in this catalog. And when I'm on a solo tour, like I am right now, I can have a little more freedom as to what I want to do. But then again, when I've got the whole band with me, I need to play the songs that use the drums and the keyboards and things like that. And we have 76 songs that we pick from when we play the shows. But when you're down to 1 hour, sometimes you'll finish and then somebody comes up and they say, "But why didn't you play this one?" So you think about that. And you say, "Yeah, okay." So the next night, you play this one. And then afterwards, somebody comes up and they say, "Why didn't you play that one?" It's the one you took out, you know. So we try to keep everybody happy. And I think this one will make you happy because this was a number one song in the United States and in Canada in 1970. Did you know that the Edmund Fitzgerald, the record of the Edmund Fitzgerald, was number one in Canada? But it was only number two in the United States. It didn't make it to number one. It was a number two song back in 1976. Do you remember 1976? Do you remember the number one song that year? Barry Manilow, I Write the Songs. Sometimes it works out that way, you know. But this one was number one in the U.S. and number one in Canada. And it really was the one that paid for the ranch. This was the big mega hit from back then. So you'll know this one and sing along if you'd like. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. But heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way strip. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet. But stories always end. And if you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that we lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. Up tonight on the 12-string guitar and play two songs for you that are pretty well known as being big hits of Gord's. We've been doing this show 10 years and we have an agreement with Gord. And the agreement is that we won't record and sell his music. You get into too many copyright issues. But he made us a terrific deal. And that is, he allows us to sell his music at our shows. 10 years ago, it was a good deal. Now it's a fantastic deal because most of his titles are out of print. You can't buy them. Walk into Walmart and go to the kid back in the CD department, tell him you want to buy a Gordon Lightfoot CD. He won't have the foggiest idea what you're talking about. But we've got a lot of his hits, and we've got the greatest hits albums, and we have them over here, along with some Edmund Fitzgerald material that you might enjoy. And this is my retirement job. So I wrote some books during my days as a writer, among other things, and I've got some book titles over here that might interest you as well. If you'd like to have a look at that, you can do that. I'd be happy to sign one for you. So here's the song that was written during a babysitting assignment. When the missus would have the task of going out to do the grocery shopping, the job for the father was to babysit the two kids. So he used to take them to the airport, watch the planes take off and land. And the kids liked that. So it was kind of a neat thing. But while babysitting, the creative wheels started to turn. And that's how this song got written, was while watching the planes taking off and landing while babysitting the two kids. Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded this. They did a cover of this. Elvis recorded this. This was a song that a lot of other musicians liked. A dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss the loved ones so. One more for you before we say goodnight, and I'm listening because I need that train whistle right now for this song. It'd be a perfect time for a train to come through because this is about the building of the Canadian Pacific Railroad. It's a song that is 50 years old this year. It was written for Canada's 100th anniversary celebration 50 years ago. This year they're celebrating their 150th anniversary as a country. CBC Television commissioned this song to be written for a day-long celebration of things Canadian. And one of the programs was about the building of the Canadian Pacific Railroad. They wanted this song about the building of the railroad. And the immigrant workers who came to that country and needed jobs, and if they were able-bodied, they were put on the job of building the railroad. A lot of them sent money home to other continents. They might have been from Asia or Europe, didn't speak French, didn't speak English maybe, and they wanted to bring their families over to start a new life. The job of working on the railroad was called working on the navigation. That was the classified term for it. You're a navigation worker. But because they were immigrants, they were looked down upon by a lot of people, and they were treated poorly. And there was a slang term for them. They were called navvies. They were just navvies. And this song is for the navvies. It's three songs into one. And it's called the Canadian Railroad Trilogy. It's been a wonderful thing to play for you tonight. And I hope you've had as much fun listening as I've had playing, because this was great. I come back here anytime. This is a great song. Thank you.
stars they come a-stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark ocean, in a place far
coming. Like us on Facebook. Good night.